Welcome to No Save for You, a podcast where I gather my thoughts about tabletop RPGs. My name's Cody. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. I've got some recordings I did at GaryCon from when we played in Jason's Kalmata game. We call it Kalmata Live. So I do have some call-ins from the last episode. I'm not going to do those this one, just because the recording I made was so long. It's about an hour, and then there's a break, and then another 10 or 15 minutes. So I'll get to those on the next regular episode. But until then, enjoy the live play. Thanks. One more thing I'm going to add is the... So this was recorded in the open gaming area of GaryCon. So it was really loud down there. The audio quality is not that great. But I at least hope you guys get some sort of enjoyment from this. My next regularly scheduled episode is going to be Friday. And I've decided that I'm going to try and go 2 times a week on Mondays and Fridays for my releases. So you guys can look forward to another episode on Friday. All right. With that out of the way, we'll go ahead and roll over to the Kalmata Live session.
Kalmata Live.
Stormlord Publishing made the treasure vaults of Zadabad. I took this and advanced it 50 years and took all the stuff that's in here and changed it so the actual authors have played my game. And so it's really started with their stuff, but it's all my stuff.
Do you remember meeting Eric Kaufman? Maybe not. He was one of the guys.
Went to dinner with us.
he was down though.
Yeah, he was next to me.
Yeah.
With gray hair, beard.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Gray hair, beard.
Which describes
that. Shit, that could have happened to half of us.
At least.
Yeah. Surprise Grecian formula is in here with the booth. 28.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
Gotta
lube the throat.
Won't be the last time.
What's that?
What?
You never played this before, have you?
Did you hear what he said?
Lube the throat? But I didn't hear what you said.
I said, won't be the last time.
I don't know. I'm a podcaster, man. What are you talking about? Right.
The great bronze gate to the black pyramid was sundered. The head priest of Shabadil was slain. His elephantine head was carried upon 2 boar spears by courageous bearers back here to Sindor. Your angry approach kicks up dust and children. Your faces obfuscated by the tatters of linen wraps, covering every inch of their bodies, scamper from the storyteller seated cross-legged on the dusty porch of the inn's boardwalk. Welcome, travelers. Welcome to Sindor, gateway to Kalmata, island of adventure. I can see by your faces you're confused by my story, but yes, it is true. The treasure vaults of Zadabad have been plundered.
I got all the covers.
Do not fret.
This is my favorite.
Vast wealth lies hidden by the growth of decades, and much of the Zadabadi lies undiscovered. Come into the inn and prepare yourselves for travel. Get a good night's rest, for it is likely your last.
So the concept is you guys come to town. Hey, thanks, man. I wrote this to make fun of the people that wrote the introduction to this, which are my buddies. Anyway, so now you guys are at the Rip Inn. The concept is you come here for treasure. You all have rumors. Right now I would say your objectives would be figure out what you want to do. Do you want to hire any henchmen or anything like that? Is there anything you want to purchase that's not on your character sheets? If this is a total
I would like to get a torchbearer.
So you want a torchbearer?
Yeah.
Let's get a couple. I don't have the charisma to do that. You can.
What do we have any fighter? How many fighters do we have? We got dwarf,
thief,
fighter.
Thief, yeah. Fighter. So we probably want some man at arms as well.
No,
and I have real chainmail.
Nice.
I might live.
There you go.
Now in this, a thief can surprise attack with a sword.
I've got plate armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Therefore, making it.
I noticed the lack of daggers. I wasn't sure.
All right. So basically, the idea is that you guys are at the Rip Inn, and you would have had to spend 5 gold pieces in order to gather
I got it.
All the men at arms, so you could then do hire them or do hirelings or whatever to actually get them.
Gather around, boys.
All right, so there are five men-at-arms at the Rip Inn currently. Which, is there one of them in particular that you would like to speak to?
The one with the best mustache.
Best.
It's like an oiled and held up. And
so what you do notice is one of them seems to be has like heavy scars that look heavy, self-inflicted.
Oh, this guy's a psycho. I don't want him.
He's a cutter.
Yeah.
Other than that, it looks like another guy mentions that during your interview for all of them that he has a nose for trouble. And another guy uses his penny whistle to check his voice. He said his name is Scar. Scar Caldwell Tibio Pox and Aldrin.
Hi.
You do very good with the names.
I'm reading them off of the arrow box. Meat shields.
I don't care, dude. You're doing good with the names.
Any of those people sound good to you? Is there anything else that you wanted to ask them?
What are they wearing? How about this? Stop.
You looking for a date?
Nope.
I swear. Yeah,
some nice metal panties. Armor and a shield.
One of them has a chainmail and shield.
All right, that guy.
His name is Aldrin.
Aldrin.
So the going rate for men-at-arms is a gold piece a day. You can choose to pay them whatever you like.
So
you can attempt to...
I'll give him 5 gold up front to sign on, and then I'll pay him the standard rate, the one a day.
So I'll give you a +1. So charisma, reaction roll, modified by your charisma. Ooh, that's a 12.
12.
All right, yeah, so that's a question. So okay. He's in. Your morale. Did I write morale on there? No. What's your charisma?
Flat.
12. No, but it changes.
Oh, it's 12.
So,
yeah.
So.
Well, they just got a big knockdown break.
You get a +1 to your morale, basically.
I'm buying a short sword.
Okay. Just take it off.
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Do you like this stuff better than Fat Dragon Games? No.
7, so his morale's an 8.
Okay.
His name is Aldred.
He's got chain and shield. What kind of weapon?
Club and a dagger. Another rule, a house rule, is that you can attack from a second rank if you have a spear.
Spear or a full arm.
Yeah, I don't think there are any full arms. You can attack for a second. There might be. I don't even know.
Hand me the black book.
Oh, yeah.
So, chainmail, shield, club, dagger, 6 hit points. That would be AC4. I think, or is it 3?
No, chain and shield is 4.
Does she have stuff marked out as far as the... Is it all standard stuff?
The healing domain, the only thing that we...
What's going on here? Let me see this. Why is finding remove traps different? What's happening with this guy?
Well, what is the highest level spell you still have?
Do you want a thief or do you want to just get a different guy?
Get a
thief. I don't know what's going on with him. You'd have to look through the book and fill it all in.
Do you have a spear?
Hand me another one. Hand me a random female cleric.
So I can take back
a random cleric?
Random female cleric.
Random female cleric.
What makes you think I have more than one random female?
5.
Just hand me
some. This guy's AC4.
Random cleric. Random.
I don't know if you want him in front. You could be behind.
Just grab something and hand it to me.
It doesn't make a difference. We should just make sure we have the fighters up front.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy him a spear and a short sword. That's about all I can afford.
I've got 10
oh, those
gold
swords are 10.
Put towards
no, that's fine. I got it.
Did you grab all the clerics?
10 and a spear.
We need
13. I can drop 13 on this guy.
Fortune can't cast anyway. I don't know. Maybe they can.
It's actually only 6th level.
All right, so you've hired Aldred. I gave you the statistics. Does anyone else want to hire anyone?
I bought him a spear and a sword as well.
You're starting with dealing with yourself, right? Yeah. So you burn
does anyone
off,
else want to hire anyone?
No.
Frank?
What?
Want to hire anyone?
Are there torchbearers?
I'm too stupid to think of it.
I need a torchbearer.
If you want to burn up a 7th level spell.
How much torchbearers?
Those guys are cheap as fuck.
For a torchbearer or a porter. All your remaining
I spent my money on a sword.
I'm sure everybody's down.
Why? You don't like the weapons yet?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I want to be able to be front rank or back rank.
Alright.
Oh, you already had a spear.
I had a spear, so I want to be able to be in front or be in back. Or just crossbow everything.
10 points of damage for the level of the caster to a maximum of 100. So you can give yourself up to 130 points.
I didn't roll any torchbearers. but we all know there's Torchbearers.
Yes.
In the Porter's Guild. So I'm opening my game.
In the Torchbearers Guild? Of Kalamata?
The Porter's Guild. Yeah, the Porter's Guild.
If you're an asshole in there, they'll kick you out.
Which means if you roll a 2 on your reaction roll.
So you can do that 2 more times than anything.
All right, so while I'm looking this up, you guys may want to figure out what you want to do or where you want to go.
A female second level? What is it?
So here's our
M2.
This is the 1 mile hex map. Mm-hmm.
So how many?
This is the Sindinor. Okay? This is the 6 mile hex map. And everyone has rumors at the bottom of their sheet. You can use those, or if there's something you know you want to do from a different game when you played before or anything like that, you can do that as well.
What rumors do you have?
So this map is
synced with the regular Kalamata map, isn't it? As far as like what's been explored.
It is pretty much. The only thing showing is what...
What has been...
Yeah.
I gotcha.
No, where are those? Is it right here with the obsidian mounds?
Obsidian mounds,
over
yeah.
here?
Yes. I've got a rumor about that, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
What have you heard about it?
Party of villagers are trying to scrape up something of value from the obsidian mounds, but they were run off by skinless men.
I, too, have that. I can confirm his story.
Really?
I, too, have heard this story.
I think that's sounds like an opportunity for fattening our coin purses.
At a low tide, a hollow can be found in north of Sindinor. A great pirate treasure is said to be hidden within, though the restless pirates, sealed within ages ago, still protect it.
Oh, is that your point crawl, Jason? Is that the caves? Yeah. Done that one before. It's
so
fun. It's cool.
So for your
either one. Sounds like
it's dangerous as fuck. I lost two. Okay. I think I lost two
I'm
characters.
I'm here at Garrikhan.
Yeah.
If we go through characters,
yeah.
Let's just
shit. Yeah. Yeah.
This shit's old school. I'm not gonna cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, you didn't mention your rumor.
Not unless I wake up next to him.
An evil elemental cult enacts deplorable rites on any that trespass in their hinterland abode. They're said to ravage their sacrifices and feed them to the island itself.
I guess I didn't mention the cannibals near Sindinor, but that's okay. We're not going to worry about that.
That's the natives of Sindinor.
Some of these are new, and I don't remember writing them. So.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
All right, I found it. So what I'm actually doing right now, if you're curious, is I'm logging into my Roll20 account where I keep all this stuff, and I'm just looking at what I have there. When you play this online, I mean, all this is on there, so it's all kind of, I'm not going to say automated, but
it's documented in one place.
Yeah. It's the game. I'm just going through the map and looking at it because all the information's on the tokens. So.
So we could do either
Warwood,
go check out these
Torchbearer, Frieza, a Torchbearer.
Frieza?
Cardred.
I want Frieza.
Frieza?
Yeah.
Just because it's from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't watch it.
That's what's wrong with America. More people need to watch Dragon Ball.
I'm pretty sure that's not accurate.
Actually, 100%. If Trump watched...
Oh, this is nice. So she's got 4 hit points, AC 9.
That's what's wrong with America. Yeah.
She has... She kind of looks a little foreign to what
yeah,
you're
she,
used to.
She have a tail?
Bring it.
All right. Whatever. Yeah, I'll ask if she's interested in coming along with us. So you'll get a one-day sign-on bonus. No, 2-day. So you get a gold to sign on. And then you'll get your standard brave.
You're okay. Plus one. 2d6 modified by charisma plus one.
8, 9.
That's success.
All right.
She's freezing. Got a dagger.
One more than I need to be. I give you one
AC
back.
AC 9, hit points 4.
All right. He's come down from his tentacle holster.
So what? You guys decide where you're going.
You guys want to go to the Obsidian Mounds or somewhere else?
Obsidian Mounds.
Yes.
There's a lot of good stuff there. There's
yeah.
A lot of fights there as well.
A lot of carcasses and
yeah.
Lots of carcasses.
So yes, go to the Obsidian Mounds.
I'm good with that.
Yes. All right. So who's going to be the caller?
As I said before, you mentioned that.
Frank's
gonna be what?
Okay. Alright, I'll be in the call.
Frank's the caller.
So basically, Frank is the one I'm gonna talk to. You guys can all do what you want to, but he is mostly gonna decide what. When I say, hey, what are you guys gonna do? He's the one that's responsible for telling me what he's gonna do.
He's the cat herder.
Yeah. Cat otherwise, herder. You guys are just sitting around.
What?
Exactly.
I actually came to torture him more than to play.
Where the flavor is familiar.
I know you love it.
I deserve it, I said.
Well, you love it too.
Is this formatted?
No.
No, it's, or is it just back to back?
Just B and then
X. What's the difference? Yeah. That is formatted.
That's a Jeremy Durham special.
Durham, that's Durham, yeah. That's the same guy who did the DCC reference.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's actually, he lives in Waukegan. So he's a local Yoko.
Okay.
This is interesting.
I'm surprised he doesn't come to this.
He kind of gets out of it every once in a while, it seems like, and then he comes back.
Are those the new ones?
Nah, these are really
ones. I got these at North Texas. This is like my favorite fucking dice.
Actually, I was coveting these, because those are gorgeous.
For the travel dice?
Yeah, those are gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, you got the double guns, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a big set of them that are...
Everyone has all the stuff that they may want.
Black.
Go ahead and get to everyone in.
Flux dice thing, like a...
Okay. So we've got a fighter, a dwarf,
a fighter, and I hired a man at arms.
The Christmas version. There's like a, I don't have
it
here.
So do you want to do
a torchbearer? And
a torchbearer. We need a torchbearer right now since we're still outside.
Yeah.
So he's going to sandwich the group within the fighters. One in the front, one in the back.
I wanted something as, you know,
magic.
And I might go back and get a white set too because I'm a sucker.
So it'll be fighter, thief, fighter. Okay, so
you want to write it down?
All right, Frank, what's your character?
Yeah.
Ari, A-R-I.
Ari Shapiro.
Another Cody. Female client. Claire.
Is that?
Another female client.
Male client.
I'll be male. Frank.
Oh. Mixing it up.
Craig,
Bartram.
Art.
Tyrus. Spell it any way you want.
John.
I like the so I was, and his dwarf is put a D in front of it. Doug. Doug it is. Doug the dwarf. Doug the digging dwarf.
What? Tyrus is a fighter?
Yes.
Frank, what's Ari? Cleric?
Yes.
Cody?
Magic is a fighter. Then we have Man at Arms.
I just keep everything because stuff is going to happen. So these characters are part of the canon. So if they survive, they'll get added to online. So anytime you want to play them, you can play them.
All right. Well then I'll spell it a witty way.
If you want to bring this character to another con and I'm there and I run Kamada, you can use this character. So it's like a living campaign. Not here. So
there's not a whole lot of living in Kalmata.
No.
Come on now.
There's fourth level. There's a fourth level wizard in Kalmata. What are you talking about?
One fourth level.
There's a fourth level thief.
Wizard?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He survives by running away.
I turned into a poontang. I don't
know if
as bad as you, Craig.
That's probably true. I almost had a fighter make second level. I was on my last session before making it.
All right, so
upon my back,
you got the marching order.
Yeah, so we've got.
You're gonna have to write it down because you're not gonna remember otherwise.
I got one. I got four.
Oh, hey.
Gather
around. I was gonna give you these for your NPCs.
How are you spelling it?
D U G A G.
I got them. Dude, I got plenty of your stuff.
Yeah.
Did you release like a new book or new module?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
What's your
not since
Craig? Craig, what's your thief's name?
Okay, because there was something that I didn't recognize.
A different color. Because I put
what's your branch geezer's name?
I was up at Blackblade and I was looking at
it. Weapons?
Weapons.
Oh, that's gonna be.
I picked up my copy of Osric.
Where's the Art, what's your fighter's name?
Tyrus. T-I-E-R-U-S-S.
It's variable weapon damage. What are you looking for, Crossbow?
D6. It's a D6.
Yeah.
And that takes a whole action for your
march into order.
Alright, you're going one by one?
Huh?
You're going one by one. Well, you don't have his henchmen in there.
So Aldrin is the man-at-arms, and Frieza is the torchbearer.
Okay, so we're going to put torchbearer where in here?
second, which is out in the open right now.
Yeah, we'll put her at the end, I guess.
We'll do this. You got two?
Yeah, Aldrin is a man at arms.
What are we spelling? How are we spelling this?
Aldrin.
Okay. And what's the other one?
Frieza.
Freeza.
Awesome. Thank you for running this.
I'll probably do it again tomorrow. Maybe not tonight, obviously, because we're playing.
Greg's.
I fell until 10, so.
Yep.
Oh, we invited you. You can't go out.
What? Okay, I picked him up at the airport. I'm in the game. You can bust my balls a little bit.
Not that much.
Touch your balls. I'm
pretty sure he would let you if you wanted. All right.
I'm not cheap, but I could be had.
B27, sir. Variable weapon damage.
What's Frieza?
Torchbearer. Here we go. Weapon damage.
Cool. That's in the crossbow.
Alright, so dawn rises the next morning. This may be your last day living.
How's dawn feeling?
You woke up with a crack. It was a little smelly. And it wasn't quite as windy as you thought it was last night. But it's alright. There's a light rain across the isthmus that leads into the jungle. The heavy thickness of vegetation beckons dangerously.
I beckon back.
I'm picturing it. I'm in the world. I'm there.
Awesome. That's what I'm here for, man. That's what I'm here for.
Let's go make a name for ourselves.
That's right, baby. All
right, so you guys head off?
Yes.
Frank, you ready over there?
Yeah, dude.
And when I say Frank, I mean this Frank.
Yeah.
Not that Frank.
Yes.
All right, so
Frank the Wizard is ready to go.
All right, so I'm assuming that you want to show me where you're going, Frank.
All right, where are we starting off from?
This is Sindonor, and you know that
the obsidian mounds are in this area.
These are the obsidian mounds right here. You can see some of the locations that are on there.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just gonna head straight over.
Right up there.
Yeah.
All right, so you travel for a few hours. So the way I do this, if you care, is you have anyone in heavy armor, you have 18 movement points per day. Okay. And each type of hex costs so many movement points. So it's about half a day, and you find yourself. Now, there is kind of a trail where you don't see it normally. There's kind of a drizzle. You can hear just constantly a white noise as it hits the trees, the foliage of the jungle leaves above you. Obviously, vines are hanging out. There's a slight green hue to the light as you move forward. The water comes down, trickles underneath your armor, your clothes, whatever.
I'm naked.
It has the normal sounds of animals, buzzing, flies, mosquitoes all around you. But there is a slight trail in the vegetation. You don't have to hack your way through. You don't even think that it's necessarily an animal trail. It does look like people have gone this way. Not enough to make it a road or anything, but there has been travel through this jungle. As you move forward, you're starting to get a little hungry, and you notice these massive cyclopean stones with heavy foliage all around them are kind of about the trail. And you know that beyond this, you can almost see if there's ever a break in the jungle. You can see these mounds that are kind of eclipsing the top of the foliage in front of you, and they kind of have like a dark chocolate look. So it's basically time to rest.
Oh.
It's been half a day.
Right. Lunchtime.
Yep.
Alright, so what?
Are you going to rest?
Three hit points?
Yes.
Oh, four.
I'm asking the caller.
Yes, we are.
Alright, so you guys take a rest.
Hit points on Tyrus. Hit points on Tyrus.
Nine.
Big boy.
So you don't have a shield.
Well, if Aldrin dies, you can have his shield. I don't say that.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you would appreciate that kind of talk.
Aldrin, if you die, I'll bury you with your shield.
And we are doing standard shields, is that correct?
Yeah.
Two per session.
Promise.
Yeah, gotcha.
Nope. But I have that imagine you sacrificed it to take
it. Yeah. All right, so you guys rest. There is a moment as you're eating and passing out your rations and maybe discussing, you know, for whatever reason, the cleric of...
Thank God.
Testoculus says...
Testicles.
Testicles. You know, he pauses for a moment and you guys all realize all the sounds of wildlife has gone completely silent. And it's only your own voices and the soft white noise of the drizzle upon the foliage above is all here.
So, what are the natural sounds? I'm going to try and hide in shadows.
Okay. I would roll, but that's okay.
Oh, do you normally do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not gonna okay. You always think you're hiding in shadows.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. So, go ahead.
You're looking at the corner of her eye. We still always think you're hiding.
All right, what are you doing?
He's
like reaching out and handing you, you know, a bee stick, a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, hey, there's no other sound.
Whoa, Slim Jims? We're going to get hit by Sasquatch.
Yeah. I guess stand up maybe on like a log or something.
There,
and just
there are these cyclopean stones that are like, each of them are at least, you know, 6 feet high, and they may be 15 to 20 feet across.
Oh.
Go to the high ground.
They're all kind of all around you. Some of them
are they easy
taller.
Enough to scamper up?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be able to.
All right,
it's
so
like
I'll just
going to be like maybe a stump.
Yeah, I'll just scamper up one of them and kind of try and look around and see if I see.
Or perfect scamper.
Perfect. So you jump up and silhouette yourself in case you
yes.
Missile weapons.
Awesome. Oh, I've got a missile weapon.
Fire. Oh shit! Experience points.
I want to scan to see if I can see anything.
Looking around.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm just gonna get in front.
High ground.
You grunt?
I'm going up to the high ground.
Okay. So you're getting out of the stone as well?
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna get out. I don't even know there's a front, but like where everybody's kind of getting, I'm going to where I think the action is. And if that means me, I'm going out to
I kind of just picture you guys just hanging around.
Yeah.
You're just kind of in a group, you're eating, you're wondering what's going on, and then suddenly you just kind of have this uneasy feeling as you realize silence has come. And you've always heard rumors, I'm assuming, that you know, the wildlife would be quiet if like a predator is in the air.
Right.
All right, so you guys sit around tents, you guys go up on top, you're kind of looking around, and at one point, the guys who have high ground, you can kind of see in the distance, it looks like some large flying creature passes over where you're at, and then kind of moves through the gap and blocks off your vision of the mounds that are peeking up above, but it seems like it passes off.
Fuck.
It's after a few tense moments, you know, you hold it. You realize you're holding your breath, and then you can kind of hear like a chirp of a cricket, and then like a monkey kind of scampers around, and then it seems like the jungle returns to normal.
Well, I just pooped my pants, so I'm going to go home.
I don't poop my pants.
But basically, it was going in the way.
Roll.
Yep.
Ron, we got to get there first.
Yeah.
Dark treasure. Did you guys make out what type of a beast it was?
It had big wings, right?
Yeah, it was a flying beast.
Dragon. Right, but these guys couldn't tell it was a dragon or a whatever.
It's a bogus.
Might be.
If it's wings and it flies, then this guy's a big dragon.
What was Frank doing before you decided to come to Kalmata?
He's a ventriloquist, so he travels the land with this little puppet.
Want to be bard?
Yeah, kind of.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pocket.
What was Ari doing before? Oh, wait, not you. I want to ask you. What was Terrace doing before he came to Kalmata?
He worked as a blacksmith.
Blacksmith, nice. All right, so you guys roll a d6.
Okay.
Say again.
Roll a d6.
One.
Two.
All right, so the blacksmith, Terrace, feels like he thinks that he spotted it was a four-legged creature with wings.
Okay.
Dragons have four legs?
No, not a lizard. You don't think it was a lizard. It was more like a mammal, a flying mammal of some sort.
Ooh.
Griffin?
No, I'm thinking Manicore? Like a sphinx.
Oh, sphinx.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh. Manticore.
Could be.
Sphinx.
Oh, and I should also
fucking
let
dragon.
You know, I make up all my own monsters.
This is not good vanilla.
That's actually hazelnut.
No, yeah. No, my coffee.
Even if it looks like a griffin, it can still have whatever stats.
There's no creamer. It's just black.
You get up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you're like,
no, I start playing, and then I'm like, it should be this.
Why don't we go with the word and see where they are?
But I mean, I already have a bunch of established conditions, so it's not like I'm just going to make it harder or softer. Or it's not like that. But there's consistency. I mean, I can at
least have a pill for that.
Why don't we do that?
No, that's awesome, because then we can't metagame.
But some people say that's not awesome. You should be able to metagame.
No, that's what I like about DCC is most
player
things
master.
Are... Yeah, most
all right,
things
so what
are
do you guys do? Caller.
New big truck.
Caller.
All right. Continue the march.
You got that with your screens.
It must be in there. I just haven't seen it.
Those are the reference sheets.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. All right, so you guys march for a couple more hours, and occasionally you can see these mounds are getting closer. From this distance, you would guess they're kind of various sizes, but they do kind of jut up at a very sharp angle above the foliage of the jungle. You kind of come through a fairly large clearing that much of the jungle, it isn't this thick jungle that you've been passing through most of the day. It's lighter. There are some trees. It looks like some kind of that these mounds are made out of some kind of rock or scree, and they're just mounded up huge. Some of them are kind of bean shaped. They could be like a circular shape, various sizes, but they all just kind of come up at very sharp angles. Sometimes there's foliage coming out of them, but that is a more rare situation. And you can see they just kind of march out and spread out from where you are. They may be 3 miles wide at the largest point. So when you can see beyond your vision, you just see these mounds come out over like a low valley of the rolling hills.
And this is like aggregate broken up rock that makes up?
Yeah, some of it looks kind of shiny, like a blacksmith may guess. And there's other people talk about it. Maybe
it's glass.
I feel like it might be obsidian. They're called the obsidian mounds. But it may just be like a screen of some sort of aggregate.
Okay.
Oh, and right in front of you, the first one you can actually see over just on the top of it, it looks like there's like some kind of alabaster plinth or monolith at one point that might have stretched up to like warn people off or something, but it looks like it's been partially melted.
You just
I don't remember that.
I honestly think climbing them is going to be risky and dangerous too. If we slide, it's going to be like a bunch of a rock slide.
You think you could get up there, but it's going to take a little while. And if you wanted to go as fast as possible,
I don't
then it could become dangerous.
And how tall is it again?
They may stretch up to be about 100 to 200 feet.
Oh, God, aren't you going to sell it?
Yeah, I think we should do it.
I'm pretty good at climbing, and I've got rope if that's helpful in any way.
Well, we might as well get the money.
Just check it out.
Yeah.
You want to go up to this first one?
Yes.
All right, are you all going up in marching order, or are you sending up the thief?
Let's find out how much it's worth first before I decide.
Eric says right. Well.
He's saying this is not
happening.
He doesn't.
No, he's looking. He was looking for lunch, and I said, I said, we're playing Kalmata, and he said that module sucks. we're all going up.
Yeah,
I think
so.
We're all going up.
Let's not split the party.
Are you guys going to take your time to crawl up, or are you going to try to do it?
We're not in any rush to put ourselves in danger.
All right, so it is difficult. There is some grass, and it is kind of slight lacerations if you don't have like gauntlets or gloves. The scree does kind of fall down, and you don't think it would be fun to try and go up here quickly.
Yes.
But there is some foliage. So when you get to the top, you see that this, it looks like it's kind of the part that you saw, the monolith, looks like it was made out of like a chalky white stone. All right. And beyond that, you can actually see piles of skulls in different places along the top of this mound. And then there is some trees and foliage in different areas as well. But as you come out in front of you. So
you could say that this was this is kind of a longer shaped one. You guys are here, and this is like the monolith. The melted monolith is here, and you can see some other mounds that kind of come out around you, you know. It looks like there's a trail around them that you could move through them, but it would be difficult, okay? So you see two or three.
If you went through there and somebody had the high ground, it would be a great place to get everybody.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
So you see all these mounds stretching out in this area around you. But you, like I say, at the top of it, it's a large area that's probably maybe 40, 50 feet wide. It kind of goes, it's almost like a green on top of this area. It's not like all grass or anything, but there's some foliage coming through. There are some trees that were once here that somehow grew out of the dirt and loam that's been created over the centuries of Kalmata's life.
Oh, this is another thing. So you see this one here? There's almost a perfectly circular mound not far away, and it's got four of these monoliths in the shape. Looks like a man-made shape. What do you do?
So where do we want to head?
I start poking around the skulls with my spear.
Are these human skulls?
I'm kind of like exploring that stuff.
Yeah, okay, so Terrace moves up because it's a little ways past this monolith thing, which is about, I would say, three across, so it's a squarish. It kind of, at one point, looks like it would have been much taller, but it's been melted and fall. So he quickly moves by with the spear and starts shifting around in the skulls. John, what do you do?
Yeah, same thing. So, yeah, I'm looking for treasure, I guess. I'm going to see if there's little...
So you see valuable, one of these piles
amongst all that stuff.
You see one of these piles here, and you can see another 50 feet, 60 feet away at the other side of the hill.
How far are we away from this circular, that circular one?
It's almost right at the edge because you can see it from your position at the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
So you guys are right next to that, and these guys move past it.
Okay.
Do you want to check it out? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to check it out. What do you do?
I want to tell you what to do.
So right now the group is a little split, but you guys are only 15, 20 feet away from it.
Right.
Okay. So
this pillar, is it carved and intricately?
You're going to check it out?
Yeah, so I'm going to check out
the
pillar.
I'm going to follow the cleric.
So you three are checking out the thing, and you guys are checking out the mound.
Yeah.
Right, so,
perfect. What the board?
You guys,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys roll a d6.
All the fighters are over there.
And you guys that are checking it out, are you like going to check it for traps, or what are you going to do? Or nothing? You're just watching.
Well, I mean, at this point, as we're walking up, yeah. If we get to something that looks like it, you know, I need to check. You're talking about this right here, right?
Yep. No, you rolled, you guys are up here.
Oh, up there.
There's like a melted monolith here.
Yeah. Then I'm going to check around that.
That's where he's at.
Yeah. Then I'm going to check.
So you guys would have to crawl down, go up. What'd you guys get?
One.
Hey, you got my dad. Look at this. All right, so you guys are searching around, and you kind of find it looks like a clay. You're guessing a clay or some kind of like really rudimentary type of utensils or something. Could be like a mortar or a pestle. Could have just been someone was eating with something. But amongst that, you also find like some melted silverish nuggets that looks like they may have some value. And it's like some of these utensils could have been made for other things. They could have been dentistry. Or you don't really know what the hell they are. You don't think they're blacksmith tools by any means.
Yep.
But it is, you're pretty sure it's maybe some sort of cairn that they created with these human-esque. They're not necessarily human skulls, and they were piled up here amongst the scree, and you find four pieces of the silverite, and you found a piece amongst the things that you found. Okay? Alright, so wisdom check. You can do wisdom or intelligence. Oh, you're a wizard, right? So,
no, I'm a wizard.
Oh, a wizard. Intelligence.
He's a cleric.
Wisdom, yeah.
A natural one.
A what? One. Okay, so the way I do my checks, it's roll under, but the closer you are to whatever your pertinent stat is, the better the roll is.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you hit your stat exactly, that's the best roll you can have.
Okay.
So one's a success, but... All right, so both of you guys are your way. You're guessing that it's very, very faded. And like, you're guessing this is it. But the newest part that's been melted looks way newer than the other stuff. So at one point, this
is
fully done, but then it looks like somehow... You're thinking it's made out of alabaster. It was melted by extreme heat.
Like from a dragon.
Or
yeah, everything's a dragon. Yes.
A mammal dragon.
I don't know. You're not sure. But it does have some kind of runic... stuff that you would in your lessons that you've learned. There's different schools of magic, but I'm not saying from like abjuration. There's just more different schools, like philosophies of magic. And so you would kind of guess this one would be similar to Rodoshan, perhaps, which is like an ancient one of the very first cultures that was the most powerful around Rodoshan. You would say is what it is, probably. Okay, you're gonna look for traps.
33. Right.
Okay, so you don't really you don't see anything that shows that this thing. It's been in the weather and it's on top of this. It doesn't even have like safety from foliage or anything like that. So you don't really think there's anything.
And I don't see anything that would.
All right, so the time. This is what helps me take time.
Your D20. 24 works for 24 hours.
You like that?
Smart.
This is my turns when we actually get into play. So it took you guys two turns to get up here. You're actually on the third turn.
Are there? I'm also, while I'm looking for traps, I'm looking to see if I find any hidden doors.
I was kind of taking that into account. You didn't really find any. He's kind of moving around the bottom as you guys are checking out these rooms. And you know, like I say, you realize it's probably this ancient Rodoshan culture that once ruled from their island.
Does anyone have any...
Yeah, you don't care. Nice.
I don't give a fuck. Does anyone have any parchment or charcoal? We can maybe take a rubbing of this. Take it back to Amiga Luna.
She might take off your pants.
Get it with my puppet.
With blood.
Pocket puppet.
Make a rubbing with
pocket
blood
puppet.
Or you can just try to memorize it.
Can I? I'll just. Can I try and draw it? Write it down.
Okay. You're a wizard, right?
Yeah.
You have a spell book?
Yeah. I'm not wasting. This is premium vellum. Not wasting that. No, I'll just tear out a page.
You can just do it.
You can just draw it.
Yeah. No, I'm tearing it.
He wants to get a
rubbing
of it.
Yeah.
I know he wants a rubbing, but I don't.
What are you going to rub it with? Can you do it with dirt?
Unit. I'll just write it with ink.
I just want to let you know that I didn't.
As he's doing the rubbing,
I wasn't the first one that got it today.
You feel like, you know, sometimes in the movies when they show an electrical jolt, it just kind of.
I usually have to step up.
So what you see is like kind of a blue, I wouldn't say flame, but like a blue light. And it looks like it shifts and traces around the runes.
The runes?
The runes that are very ancient and worn.
As he's messing with them? Or just
no touch
that. I'm not sure if that's coincidence or not, but you did see that happen.
Well, as soon as I see that, I'll be like, hey, guys.
They almost look like Taipei tiles for a second.
Did we see it as well?
No, I bought it for my mom.
I saw this blue, sparkly light move through the ruins.
You've been smoking your stuff again?
You guys kind of piece through these skulls and this bits of obsidian that's up here.
Uh-huh.
And you find, like, a
warning spell.
But you feel like you've kind of gone all the way.
Maybe so.
You see these guys are still messing around. You'd have to go all the way down.
I want to make sure I write it.
There is another pile of skulls.
Because it goes away at
60 feet down.
I'm wondering if...
No, I thought you were in the same one. I pictured you guys
as the same one. I thought you went to the other
one. It doesn't matter.
I know from previous experience.
The only thing I want to get is...
Right.
I'm dumb as hell, but I have
three sessions. I just don't remember the details.
And
I know he'll change it up anyway.
Well, is there anything, you know, back us making fun of or commenting on back in the day that humans were all primitive? Do I know anything else about these potentially, like, through our culture? You know, since we're really old, and that's an old culture too, is there anything that I might know about them? Give me a kind of insight. Or
by the skulls? Or
yeah,
the, or
like,
the,
so I'm rummaging
everything
through.
That's happening?
I'm rummaging through, and I'm like, is this like some of the stuff we've seen before, some of the stuff that we have
you
in our
definitely
books,
guess
yada,
it's
yada.
A you definitely guess it's a primitive culture. You don't think they're human skulls, and you don't think they would be the same skulls that made the alabaster thing. That's much older than what these skulls would be. So it would be maybe a guess that you would come to that maybe this was something at one point, some other thing, starting to use it as a burial mound or something with cairns. So there's another one that you can go check out if you'd like.
Let's go. Yeah. Prod the other pile. Yeah,
we're doing it. Yeah, roll two d6. Each of you guys roll a d6. One. So it's the same thing. You guys find some different implements. It takes you guys a little while.
5 pieces of silverite for you.
Yeah, 5 pieces of silverite. Does anyone want to tell him what this is? That knows?
Silverite. So there are no elves in this game. They're Selvan. They're like wood people. They live, was it further inland? We don't really know where. I don't know where they. I've never heard of where they come from. But did they produce the silverite, or they value it?
No one knows. I mean, you're responsible.
I can't. Yeah, I know. I can't.
Whatever you say is what you say. I'm not going to tell you.
I can't remember where it comes from. It's valuable.
Okay.
That's really all we need to know, right?
Yeah, that's all we need right now. Yeah.
What do you meant to
elves?
Yeah. What? No, there are no elves.
There are no elves, no. The silverite is nothing. What he meant to say is, you can sell it, but it's worth more to the salesman.
Yeah.
You say that. That's what he meant to say.
They're kind of like creepy.
They value it. Yeah.
So like I said, in this game, if you've had 10 characters, any knowledge that your other characters got, this character has, but it's just through rumor or he read it in a book or whatever, I don't make you play dumb. Everything you know.
Okay.
As much as you want to share. Okay. Don't feel like you have to hold anything back. I don't care.
I'm holding
Even
it all back.
Even if you want to talk about your cleric.
The stuff that my other characters experienced.
Because it might be stories you heard in the tavern.
You know, you heard it in the tavern, or I don't care, Testocles gave you a vision. I don't care. You can make it however you want. I just don't
want you a vision.
I don't want to limit. I don't want to limit players' knowledge because it's a mastery of the game itself, right? Not just the system, but the setting. So I want you to be able to use that in theory.
Cool.
All right. So you guys are doing that.
I will share some information on what I've heard. Is that in these towns there are some rumors of there being obsidian golems that can rise up?
Okay. On that note.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
Well,
the player, not Frank the Wizard.
Okay, so you guys are finishing up, and you're hearing
best caller ever.
You guys hear Frank, the Wizard, talking about Roshan. Yeah. Links back, and he sees it. He looks over. You guys are holding these silver things. He mentions that they're valuable, and then he's like, "Oh, look out!" And you guys kind of feel the shifts, and then like this long, slender. You would call it maybe, like I would say now, it looks vaguely humanoid, but like it's all made out of glass, black glass, and it's probably about 6 feet tall. Its arms come out just like into points, so it's as if it was straight angles, you know, his arm was like a square, a rectangle or a square, and it comes out, and this comes down to a straight point. That
like
looks,
a crystalline point?
Yeah, crystalline points on his arms, and his legs seem to do the same, and he just kind of comes out of the screen and kind of bursts off, and shatters around him. His head looks like kind of like maybe a chess piece, kind of very vaguely humanoid, but definitely it doesn't look happy, and it kind of like shifts around, like almost like a very direct motion, and it looks over at you guys.
Exactly, that's exactly what they are. Pretty much any time we're going to go,
is that initiative?
Skull piles, and there's an opportunity, there's a chance of a golem popping up.
I didn't know if you guys remembered.
Yeah,
I remember it. I was just
on another note. Dumb. There are some goat men that live in these mounds that'll fuck you up.
We can bribe them, man.
No, we can't.
No,
we've tried.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I think. Pretty sure.
Dude, man, any living being can be bought.
When we played with Paul, I thought we tried to at first, and they were like, "Fuck off."
Okay.
Fight me.
Yeah, but you might have made a bad reaction.
Yeah. Maybe. All
right.
Six.
All right, so yeah, you guys are standing there. And it kind of, it doesn't really move its feet up and down. They just kind of drag through this scree that kind of shifts off, leaving furrows across the top. As it comes towards Doug, arms stretch back, lunge forward.
Impale the dwarf.
My AC's four.
Four.
And I've got tattooed all over it, like probably a dwarvish blunder sheet.
All right, so the dwarf, these crystalline points, like spears almost, just kind of puncture into your armor, but don't hurt you.
I'm proud.
So, what are you going to do? You guys are shocking.
You're franking.
With your sword?
Demeanor.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
I got two-handed swords, so I'm just going to two-handed swords, so.
One of the descriptions says I'm frank and proud, so I said I'm also frank.
16.
All right, let's roll. Okay, so what I do for two-handed weapons is you do, because you can't use a shield, which is a very powerful thing in this game, you actually get advantage on your damage.
Okay.
So it's 2d10, take the highest.
Six.
You will sneak in. Oh, you didn't roll?
Behind the regular room.
What do you do? So he's about 60 feet away.
Yeah, we hear this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. He was talking about the silverite and saw it as it burst up out of the
head that way. So I'm not taking an action, so can I double time it to get over there?
Sure, but you cannot attack.
Yeah, that was the exchange.
Did it attack you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he swung back, he unlimbers his two-handed sword, and you can see how shards of this black glass kind of shattered off.
And I say, you know, don't ever cry for spilled glass. So I have a low intelligence, but I have a decent wisdom. So I try to seem witty by looking brooding and mysterious all the time, and try to use proverbs, but I always misquote them.
So it kind of flakes off like bad plastic. You can actually see shards of these black glass crystals kind of hit the ground.
I'm going to run over, I guess.
Okay, you can get there. You can attack this.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're about 60 feet away.
All right, I've got a crossbow.
Okay, so you're going to fire into melee?
Yes. If I miss, there's a 50% chance, right?
No, so the rule that the players of Kalmata came up with, you have an option, all right? You can either take a -4 penalty, you won't hit, you're basically aiming and you will not hit any of your companions, or you can fire normally, and if you roll a 1, 2, or 3, you will hit someone.
And this would be
they will
considered,
take damage.
This would, from here, this would be considered a surprise?
Sure. No, sure.
Surprise tag? I mean,
sure.
All right. Then I will accept.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. You're going to have to actually successfully hide or do something that will allow you that. So it may take you 2 rounds to get surprise. Because it's not surprise. It's in the middle of combat, right?
But being 60 feet away and is, you know? Okay. Then,
you do get a +1 for range anyway, though. All
right. Well, then I'll tell you what. Then I'll try and move into position so that I can fire from the advantage of surprise.
Okay, so you're going to kind of run up there and hide?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Slide behind him, something.
Right, roll what?
Either one, I don't care. Move silently or hide shadow. Whichever one you want to.
I thought you were.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In this situation, I don't care.
All right, then I'll do move silently. 43.
All right, so you think he's quite quiet, but scream flatters all over him as he comes hustling over.
Clank, 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 clank. Whoa, what's up with that?
Initiative. Got one, two. All right, so you guys go. So you can go this time.
All right. I think I'm in surprise. So I'm gonna make that
leap
attack.
Out.
Yeah, leap out and attack. Obviously, I don't have surprise.
With crossbow or hand to hand?
Crossbow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So
which one are you gonna go for?
The one that attacks him. Yeah.
No, there's only one. Are you gonna take the -4 option, or are you gonna roll as normal?
I don't have surprise, do I?
No.
Okay, then I'll roll as normal.
Okay, but if you roll 1, 2, or 3, it will hit someone.
Yeah. Right. I understand. All right, and +1, 3,
oh,
4.
No, but it's
whatever you roll.
Natural. All right,
so roll 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll d4.
Sorry, guys.
You hit somebody?
Surprise, motherfucker.
4. The wizard takes 3 points of damage. Oh, it's a d6. It's not a d8.
Oh.
He's going to roll 6. 4 points of damage.
Oh, I got 1 left.
Sorry, man.
Right through the spleen.
There was only a 15% chance of me rolling that.
Fuck, man.
Well, he comes running up. Yeah, it slips right as he lets loose and
casts light in your eyeballs.
Crossbow. All right, what do you do, wizard?
I'm so sorry.
Oops. I'd be like, crossbow, man, everybody down.
Surprise attack.
Oh, I'd write that one down.
I guess since I'm on the verge of death, I'm going reckless. I'm going to throw my dagger at the...
Go do a blind rage.
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
Taking a swing.
Go ahead. What are you doing?
Swinging.
Go ahead.
Wait. Wild miss.
You're attacking hand-to-hand or you threw it?
Threw my dagger.
What'd you roll?
4.
Because you did the same thing. You're firing it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
17 to hit.
That hits.
I can't
3
hit
points of damage.
How much?
Just 3.
What are you using?
Mace.
Sorry, if he dies, I'll just play my banner.
There you go.
Mace is d6?
Hey.
Yeah.
Alright, so shit, I gotta do 2. Alright, so it did not like the mace. You see it kind of shatter, and it's got a big, not a hole, but a depression, like your windshield.
Hey, do we need to do morale?
Yeah. For those guys, nah. And some of the stuff comes off. It turns around quickly, attacks with its two. What's your AC?
5.
I think that hits 6. I get a 12.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Do you have a shield?
Spurt.
Yeah, so it deflects off of your shield.
I'll still take you on.
Yes. Initiative. Yeah, you're the IB. I got a two.
Two.
All right, everyone. So we'll go simultaneously. What do you do?
I'm going to chip swing until he's dead.
Okay, chips. What do you do?
My apologies. Fruitless.
Shut up and get him a swing again.
Go ahead.
Water.
Everyone who's going to swing, swing. 16
separate checks.
Yes, please.
20! Yes. 15.
12 damage.
15. 20, 20, 20.
It's very, it's tough. There's no double damage.
Dude, I got a plus one. Right. Are the knockouts?
You got to tell me what you got.
Hey, man,
but
you were just...
But I'm still rolling two dice to the best one, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
6 points of damage.
Eight.
All right, nice. What do you do?
Cry.
8 points of damage.
What's that? Cry? You're not doing anything?
No, I'll try and retrieve my dagger.
Do it again.
You're going to fire again?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Are you going to take the minus?
8 points of damage.
Yeah, this time I'm going to... I'm like,
taking the minus four?
Yeah.
I'll call out to Aldrin. Okay.
So it's minus three. So that's going to be a nine to hit.
Nine? You have a minus... Oh, yeah.
I've got a plus one dex.
Okay, so 3, 5. All right, so you guys... You guys unload on this thing. Chips go flying off of it. As it starts to fall, its last blow comes in. And hits the dwarf for 4 points of damage. But it is destroyed.
Okay.
It was simultaneous initiative. I'm curious.
So you're down by four and you're down by four.
Yeah. But I'm at one. Save the dwarf.
All right, so it's dead. And you kind of see it kind of falls the last with a loud glass crashing. And some more of these larger obsidian shards kind of fall to the ground like malachite.
Oh, these are somewhat valuable, I think. If we can collect them and take... There's a witch in town, Habiba Luna. I think she'll take them.
All right, what do you guys do?
They need to hurry up and get them because I'm probably like stomping on them and crushing them.
Same.
You know, something witty that is not really actually that witty. Yeah, but I'm kind of in a...
From glass to ass.
Driving it to the ground. Yeah.
See how close I was to the actual stats by now.
All right, so gather the shards.
And the silverite.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
and my spleen.
I made these guys way different.
We've already checked out the
so for the rest of this adventure, as long as one of us is still alive, both of us are still alive, I'm just so apologetic. I'm so sorry. You want some water? You know, can I read it for you? So
don't touch it.
All right, so you can I get that more shards. Yeah. Worth 10 gold pieces each.
Hold on.
I'm guessing these obsidian shards are worth 10 gold each, and you find four that have some value.
Nice. So he's going to track
me. I got it.
Okay.
What's I forgot. What's the tax we pay on the way back in?
25% unless you tell them everything that happened.
Okay. 25% no questions asked. 10%.
Yeah, you had to tell them where you found the stuff so they could then go loot it
plunder
themselves.
It. Yeah.
But you gotta pay a tax on your way out and give a
no to come back into town. Yeah.
To come back
really?
In. Yeah.
Well, then throw some room where they can
avoid the tax.
Everybody's got to make adventure. Everybody's got to make some money.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to make that money.
Hello. All right, caller, what do you do?
It's a very
do you
want to
check out another?
Very corrupt town.
Yeah, check this one out?
Yeah, that's where we're going to go.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll scamper down.
Go ahead.
All right, so you guys go down the screen.
Yeah.
Carefully.
We're not
are we actually looking for entrances?
Well, I did it this first one, yeah. I looked for traps and such.
Can the cleric perhaps?
I heard you can suck out the film.
We can see
four. Suck on my puppet.
And if I recall correctly, there's one.
There, we do have a cleric.
I'll tell you a horrible story about that one.
Okay. We do have a cleric, though. So.
It's first level, right? The cleric?
Yeah, but I let the, if you have a high wisdom, you can cast that first level spell.
Please, sir.
You never get down. This is your lifestyle.
Heal you?
Oh, it's either him or me.
How much are you down,
you're
John?
About to die, right?
He's got one hit point.
Four. So I got five left.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll do a light wound. He's second level, is that right? M2 means the male at second level?
No, he's the second male cleric that I made. But the wisdom bonus, you get a first level spell, and I let you cast it at first level if you have a wisdom bonus. Because I'm a sucker.
Please, my spleen.
Honestly, to me,
it hurts.
This game is so deadly. It doesn't
make a difference. Yeah.
I don't care. It's not going to matter.
So, yeah. He's healed. I rolled a 20. So.
Oh,
it's not a D20.
You don't have to roll.
What? D5? It's a D6 plus 1.
Yeah, you just automatically heal. It's not DCC.
That's right. There's no success in this.
Yeah.
There will be in Steadfast.
Alright, so I'm back to
there will be in Steadfast. It'll be DX with a skill.
All right.
What's that? Well, that wasn't.
Oh, you didn't lose close the sucking wound in my.
So you're down by two now?
Yeah.
All right. So all right. So you guys go down. And what you find is I'm looking for the map.
I'm lazy and fat.
Okay, so you see four more of these obelisks. They're slightly smaller, with only like 3 feet to the side. You crawl up there, and it's this as opposed to the other mounds, this one seems almost too symmetrical to be natural. And then you get to the surface of the top of it. You can see the jungle, you know, fouling out because you're on the edge of the clearing where all the mounds kind of poke up out. And yeah, you see these four obelisks. They have the similar runes on them. You're guessing Rodoshan at first glance. And in the center of that, it looks like at one point it may have had something across it, but it's kind of given in. And whatever, like, it's a large piece of stone has fallen down, and so they make slopes. Like, look, you know, blues, mostly all blues and different shades. You can, as you see back, the light, is, you don't want to look back because it'll blind you. It looks like in the archway, as you're watching, you can kind of see something that was colder than the wall shift past the archway. He's about 12 feet away from you right now.
Well, I probably have my, like, my plate thing, like, opened up so I can see everything, and I'll be like...
All right, you guys hear the slow sound of the steel.
Yeah, that's still going.
Warp unlimbers his two-handed sword. Then you can kind of hear a cackle and the smell of undead blasts across the room. Even most of the smell of the cave bear, it seems like it's been dead long enough that it's not that hot. You don't smell that much of something like this. Is an old grass of death that you smell. And, two creatures scamper out at you. So, like, kind of picture grayish, gray skin creatures that are maybe 4 feet tall, large fangs, open eyes. Or, but you can see them a little differently because you're in infra vision. So they're kind of blurry. They have large ears, wicked looking.
Blade-like
claws hanging from their hands, and they're too long as they kind of lope out at you.
Orangutan.
Horrifically. Did you lose or win initiative?
Rip. It's nice knowing you.
I know, right?
How unfortunate.
I'm going to kill everything up in this game.
My two-handed sword that I think is magical, but it's really not. It's only because I've like written stuff all over it and everything.
So. Chalk, you drew some roots, yeah.
What's that?
They'll probably fucking sell you out though. Don't use the D20.
All right, so they come
that
forward,
must want to roll
slashing with their claws, wicked little bites coming off, and glancing at your plate armor. Nothing.
Ooh, this is the last word. Are you going to talk to us? No, it's my sword. Shut up. Just die.
Swing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
13.
That's
Matrix is right there. Your hit matrix.
So oh, yeah, it's C6, so that hits.
All right, buddy.
So take the best one of these. Two. Jesus.
All right, yeah, so...
Do you have a strength bonus?
No, I don't. Okay, only 13.
So you swing through it, it mostly dances out, but you do see a flash of darker, lighter, but it's not red like you would expect as you've seen in
battle. Right.
In the back in the vault.
Having a blunt weapon would be great right now.
You're rushing over to attack. Let's see how far away you are. You can only move 20 feet.
Where was he? The mound?
By the mound.
So he's 20 feet.
Right, yep, go ahead.
So I hit 15 AC5. 8 points of damage.
Those are cool dice.
Are you a fighter?
I am.
Roll again.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because I'm
So I also want to... I put Cleave right on
there. You did. That's an 11, so AC9. All
right, as it dances back, the fighters are... What happens? You kill one.
Falls. I go to swing at the other one. And
just not quick enough.
You guys can hear this laugh. You can hear this kind of high fiendish
Pathfinder
laugh coming off the mummy.
Based on the surroundings, would I be able to
look at the tent.
Put myself in a position to attack with surprise?
Scarab.
With missile or with hand to hand?
No, with hand to hand.
Fucking cool.
Yeah. So, am I able to? How does this work? Am I attacking this round, or
it won't be this round?
Right.
Yeah, they were totally worth the money.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm playing.
So go
very
ahead
cool.
And make a roll. You can use either one.
Okay. Well, obviously, I'm gonna use the move silently. And, I made it 32.
So you quietly shift over close, trying to get a move on him.
You notice? I look at this person. I'm like,
my henchman.
You are your henchman.
Okay. I'm going to ask Aldrin to advance and defend our dwarf, help fight these fucking guys.
Okay, so honestly, you probably shouldn't have been able to use... Oh, it's right at the edge of the light. You're just going to move over to bring light into the area.
Right by the... What's the radius on the lantern?
Well, it's going to be 15 feet from each position.
Oh, okay. 30. So we'll shift forward like 5 or 10 feet.
That'd be great. I'd be like, son of a...
Yeah, I'll shift forward like 5 or 10 feet.
Bring the light in.
Yeah. We'll shift over to bring the light, then I'll direct Aldrin. Then I'll ask Aldrin to...
He'll fight. What's he using?
I think he's doing the pirate thing.
Beer.
So he's staying in the second rank?
Yeah. One iPad to my all the time, so I can just do this.
Miss
iPad.
The light of St. Octonese denies you.
All right.
Turn. No.
All right. Laughs fiendishly at you.
Swing away.
You're swinging, right? I did swing. Strong Tesco.
No save for you.
You might have seen it. I think you already attacked.
Yeah,
okay, so that's everyone?
It's everyone. It's his turn. Things. Let him, attack us.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah. The newer stuff is better than the old stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so as a light started to emanate from the symbol of the cleric wheels, but it quickly just shuttered out at the fiendish laughter of this diabolical little creature, and it moves forward very quickly, like sometimes dropping off or just kind of leaping up. And, oh, you're so lucky. Aldrin dodges it, so it's still amongst you guys.
He probably uses his shield to push it back.
3, 5,
we won.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm starting in the middle of the style.
Move in.
Everyone is attacking, or just attack.
Yeah, just move in.
Surprise. I'm assuming that you're still doing the
surprise
-4, though.
No, I'm missing me.
No,
oh, I forgot. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
How many are left? Just the one?
I looked at my crossbow.
Just the one? Okay. I'm going to just have Aldrin attack. Yeah.
So that's a 17 yeah. AC3.
I mean, there's AC6. Really stupid.
Damn. He's got a 20.
Of all the damage to roll on a double surprise attack,
some of it's so stupid.
So I hit, and with my double surprise attack, it's 2 points of damage.
Nice.
Nailed it.
18. 19. 5 points
better,
of damage.
I caused us damage last time.
5 points damage.
All right, yeah, so you guys slash the shit out of it. Sneaky little Bartram, seems like he's behind him and kind of slices up its ear. And must be like a very... A very fine location for this creature because it's fiendish laughter. It burbles with blood and it collapses.
The black blood of the air.
What's the bag, Woo?
When I barely touched it.
All sort of thing.
But you also saw that the mace smashed into it with a two-handed sword. It cleaved the bottom half of its body off. That might have been
No, it was slashing the ear.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, nick of the earlobe and it bled out.
Disemboweling goes a long way.
That's right.
All right, what do you do?
There's nothing to lose.
By the archway, you can see that the tunnel extends beyond you.
Onward down.
Yeah.
Did anyone get hit on that at all?
No.
So
good.
The hallway actually is about wide as it leads
I'm still down.
To the arch?
Yeah.
To the west? That's
yeah,
fine.
To the west. So, yeah, the archway is 20 feet wide. It's got actually like a pillar of stone. There's two archways next to each other. Understand? But it's a 20 foot wide hallway.
It's got pillar?
Two archways.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Got it.
And it goes about 20 feet, and there's an archway on the top part, on the top 10 feet. On the southern 10 feet, there's actually a stairwell that leads up.
So they no, I understand what you're saying. They just it's stairs that go up, but there's an arch above.
No.
Or it's two separate.
Yeah, it's two separate. This is on the same level. It goes forward. You see an arch up here. There's a stairwell that leads up
okay.
to another arch.
Okay. So what I'll do
so that's
is
10 feet above.
Stairs. Those guys selling yacht crap? Okay.
So, okay. Look, just looking down the one that's on our level, does it continue?
Well, you can only see about 15, 20 feet ahead.
Okay.
So you have to edge your fire line.
I'm not doing that. Stay in marching order.
What do?
You want to check ahead on the stairs that go up?
Yeah.
So there's a statue and then there's that chief that leads all the way to the south.
Oh, did we check that the hooded cobra out or the southern?
Well, what we thought was the mound was the corpse of a bear, right?
Yeah.
And that may, if you guys want to say that reminds you of a story you heard about a group that jumped down here and you've already taken the treasure that was here. Do you remember what was here?
I seem to recall that there were. I thought there were some crypts below here.
This is where I can buy a break. Hey, everyone, let's take a break. One for
okay.
Hey, what's your stand?
Drink stand, yeah. Can you keep an eye on this stuff for a couple minutes?
Well, folks, thanks for listening. You can find me on Discord and MeWe. Music on this show is by Lobo Loco. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.